Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back now, and as you know, the petition is on to free Border Patrol agent Nacho Ignacio Ramos. And, of course, we're thinking of Mr. Compeon as well. And, you know, I'd like to have you right now, Joe Loya, tell our listeners how they can get on your site, how they can access you, and how they can help, and how they can help out financially or in any other way that they can possibly do so. All right?
Okay. We have a website that was created by a good man that I met in Ontario, California, September the 1st, when we went to do a talk show in L.A. His name is Max Worthington of Redondo Beach, California, and the website is agentramos.com. That's agentramos.com. There you will find so much information on this case, and we work on this website daily. We update it every day, and I make sure that everything that goes on there is accurate, because we don't want anything there. We don't want any lies. We don't want any contributors to the website not knowing what they're talking about, because this is very, very serious. It's an excellent website. It's beautiful. We have a lot of Ludops videos. We have a lot of articles. We have a lot of stories on there. We also have the letter that I wrote to the U.S. Congress on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. We also have the transcripts of the trial. That is our website, agentramos.com. There you will also find my email address and my telephone number if anybody wants to call. Mm-hmm. I get about 50 calls a day. I spend 14 hours a day just working on this case. Yes. Still, even though I have my own business, and maybe it has suffered because of my dedication to my family and my son-in-law, but I will not give up. I will fight this travesty, this miscarriage of justice, till the very end, if it's for the rest of my life. I hope the good Lord gives me the 11 years, if my son-in-law stays in prison for 11 years, so that I can see him come back to his family.
Have you seen him in person?
I was at Yazoo City 2 weeks ago with my daughter after the beating, and we visited for him. We got special permission from, and this was arranged by Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, and we got to visit him on Monday from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. We spent 7 hours with him, and, you know, in that short time that he had been there, he had lost a lot of weight. And he had a little bit of a beard and a mustache because he's only allowed to shave twice a week. They only let him out that stall twice a week to shave. I mean, that cell, rather. And they also give him a change of clothes twice a week. He was wearing a bright orange jumpsuit that was about 5 sizes too big for him, and blue and white flip-flops. And the poor guy, I mean, we cried when he walked out of that door in that waiting room, in that visiting room area when we first saw him.
Sure.
And during those 7 hours, he broke down about 7 times because he misses his kids so bad. And we miss him so bad, you know. It wouldn't hurt so much, Rick, if he was a criminal, but he is not a criminal. He is an innocent man in a cage. That's what he is. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so painful, because I told him a long time ago, I said, Ignacio, if I knew or even had the slightest idea that you were guilty of committing any crime, I said I'd give you my blessing and send you off to prison. But right now, I would go do the prison time for you, because I'm 64 years old. I've already lived my life. I said, you're just beginning.
This Absolutely. Is just beginning. All right. We'll be right back, and let's start taking calls. 800-313-9443. And the nausea continues, ladies and gentlemen. What think ye? We'll take your calls when we come back for Joe Loya. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take calls right now, Joe. Joe Loya with me, father-in-law of Agent Ramos. And are you prepared to take some calls, Joe?
Sure.
Why don't we start now? First off with Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. You're on the air with our guest.
Hello, Rick and Mr. Loya. First of all, my condolences to Mr. Loya for his son-in-law, Mr. Ramos, and Compion. But the thing is, most people don't understand that this whole thing is, it all goes back to the federal government, and when they conspire to send a message to the American populace, it's exactly what they've done to these two individuals who were trying to do their job, and their biggest mistake was they believed in the federal government. And this case is no different than the Randy Weaver case, or the David Koresh case, or anything else when the government conspires to send a message to the general populace. They don't care who they hurt, what they do, even if you're a federal employee, which your son-in-law was, they couldn't care less. Once they decide to send a message, they leave no stone unturned to send that message. If they got to lie, cheat, steal, no matter what they got to do, they're going to do it. And that's exactly what they've done to your son-in-law and Mr. Compion.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a pattern here by Johnny Sutton.
the U.S. attorney. We also have another case that the Lou Dobbs and some others have picked up on, the Gary Bergner. We also have Agent Sipes, who has been granted a retrial after serving 7 years in prison, another Border Patrolman. We have Compion, we have Ramos, and we have now a deputy in Rock Springs, Texas, Gilmer Hernandez, who wounded, not even wounded, knocked out a couple of teeth on a illegal aliens, out of an illegal aliens by a ricochet bullet, and he is now facing 25 years in prison for violating this illegal aliens civil rights. He will be sentenced on, I think it's March the 19th in Del Rio, Texas. And he's been in prison now since December the 1st when he was sentenced. And these are all victims of Johnny Sutton.
Well, Johnny Sutton's nothing but a yes man for Alberto Gonzalez, who's sending the message through George Bush and the entire politically correct establishment which we have here, the people that actually control the government. They send their messages, and you better pay attention to them, because this is the message sent to all the Border Patrolmen. And I live in Corpus Christi. I know all about the Border Patrolmen. I know the situation in Texas and Arizona and the whole bit, you know. But people have to understand that this message is being sent to the Border Patrolmen that you have to do our wink, wink, nod, nod method of, you don't and really enforce something, you go through the motions of enforcing our border, our borders and our drug smugglers. You go through the motions, but you don't really do it, because if you really do it, then we're going to make an example out of you. That's the message I get out of all this.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What they're telling the Border Patrol.
Well, I have two other nephews in the U.S. Border Patrol here in El Paso. I would never give out their names in fear of retaliation by the government, but the word is, and I have several clients in my business, I'm an insurance agent that also are Border Patrolmen, and they say that they all fear now the day that they will have to pull their weapons and use it and end up in prison like these other agents have ended up. And there's a lot of fear of that. And I even had one tell me that he doesn't even put bullets in his Beretta anymore, because he's so afraid that he might end up in prison and losing everything and his family, just like these other agents have.
Absolutely. It's a heads we win, tails you lose situation. There's nothing they can do. They can't do their jobs. They're not allowed to do their jobs. That's the whole message they're sending. You do not do your job because we don't want you to. And so, and the message has gotten out, I would imagine, among the Border Patrol that, you know, hey, don't do anything. So
yes, sir.
That's the way I see the situation. And like I say, I'm in Corpus Christi, and I know all about the Border Patrol and all about the whole, and I go to Mexico occasionally, although not recently because of all the shootings down there. But, well, it kind of made a believer out of me. Stay away from there, so to speak.
Amen. All right, Jim, you have summed it up perfectly. Thank you for your commentary. I appreciate that. 1-800-313-9443 is our number. Let's take Ernie from Virginia next. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Mr. Loria. I appreciate your clear, concise, and complete comments tonight. And like Jim said from Texas, my deepest condolences to you and your family. You have been put through hell. And your case reflects how evil this White House is. And I know, Rick, you've said that a lot of bad people in Washington, but we do have some good people. I was watching Lou Dobbs tonight, and I saw Congressman Poe won, and he's talking about a letter going forward tomorrow with 30 signatures calling for a congressional investigation into this. I learned two Democratic congressmen have joined one.
Wow.
Yeah,
great.
One from
even the Democrats, huh?
Oh, yes. I can't believe it.
They smell a vote. They smell a vote here,
they smell a vote is right, because, and if you look at the pattern of those two congressmen, one's from Pennsylvania and one's from Tennessee.
Who are they? Do you have their names?
Oh, I didn't write their names
all right
down, but it'll be in the paper tomorrow.
Sure, sure.
But going back to the pattern with Mr. Lawyer talked about, what troubles me is this business with the U.S. attorney collaborating with the Mexican consulate.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And how we've been watching Homeland Security and the continuous violation of the U.S. Logan Act, in which senior executives in the federal government It is illegal to meet and to go to secret meetings outside the country to discuss public policy. And they have been violating this law routinely as they go forward with their North American Union. And Friday I saw some discussion in Ottawa, Canada on C-SPAN for the first time. So it's right in our face. I mean, they don't care. They're indifferent to the American people, but I encourage all the listeners to call their congressmen and call more congressmen, even outside of their district tomorrow, and call the Speaker of the House, Ms. Pelosi's number. Urge everybody to get behind this investigation, because this is a major case. This is a key. This one they can't sweep under the rug. With all the evidence you have produced in this recent DEA letter, they can't continue to cover this up. This represents potentially the most significant thing to stop this administration from continuing their criminal activity. And if we don't stop them here, it's curtains for us.
Wouldn't it be nice if Johnny Sutton and the rest of them were in jail?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Rather than Ramos, they could take his place.
That's what needs to be done.
Absolutely.
And if we have any American patriots in Congress, they need to back up Congressman Poe, a former judge from Texas. He knows all about this kind of tampering with witnesses and getting these witnesses to say anything in exchange for immunity. And this time when they broke the law for the second time and then covered it up on that illegal drug smuggling. And then they even showed tonight on Lou Dobbs a tape showing Johnny Sutton back in October saying, oh, he wished he had some evidence and that he could take some action against this illegal. But that's BS. The guy lied to the American people. And he needs to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, then they need to hold the Attorney General accountable. And if they don't hold him accountable, they need to hold the President accountable.
Well, you know, 16 U.S. attorneys were terminated last month, and he should have been on there. He should have been on that list.
Oh, well, at the top of the list. And the ones they terminated last month were the people who had outstanding performance jobs. But they went after the corrupt politicians. There was one guy out in California. I forget the congressman's name. The U.S. attorney, they went after him, and he was doing his job, outstanding performance evaluation. He gets canned.
Mm-hmm.
So the message is out to the U.S. attorneys.
Cunningham.
Congressman Cunningham.
Cunningham, yeah.
Well, you know, these two agents were Border Patrol agents for 15 years. They did an outstanding job, and now they're behind bars. And Johnny Sutton has done a lousy job, and he continues to do what he's been doing now for years. And there's a pattern there, and there's one congressman, and I'm in touch with about 10 congressmen right now, including Walter Jones of North Carolina, Dana Rohrabacher, and Duncan Hunter of San Diego, and Thompson Cradle of Colorado, and Ted Poe of Texas, and I've been talking to all of them on the phone, and you know, these guys and the 100 other Republican congressmen are behind the two agents, and it's just unbelievable. What I meant by Johnny Sutton should have been on that termination list is because of his performance, his bad performance, his evil performance, not because he was doing a good job.
Oh, absolutely. This was malfeasance. This was
I think it goes beyond that. It goes into really criminal malfeasance, and I believe this is obstruction of justice here.
It most definitely is.
And it's also the biggest case of aiding and abetting that I have ever seen, especially in our case where they rolled out the red carpet for this illegal drug smuggler in order to prosecute the two federal agents.
And in the meantime, though, in the background, I understand that the Senate is working on a new amnesty bill, and I can't understand with all. And you mentioned this earlier in your discussion about the rampant crime being committed by these illegal aliens in the country. And it's my understanding, looking at the data, that they have committed more crimes, more murders, killed more American citizens than what we have lost in this so-called war against terror. And what we've got here is a White House that is violating the Constitution, allowing this Mexican invasion. And I don't want to move off on a tangent here, but it's just interesting that we've got this push for amnesty right now going on at the same time that they're so badly abusing these border security agents.
And, very true, Ernie. And, if you want to stay on the line, you can, because we've got to take a break. If you have something else you want to add, stay with us. Thank you.
I'll add one more thing.
All right, good. We'll be right back, and we're with Joe Lawyer. And, well, you know the story. We'll continue in just a few moments here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Treason Unlimited. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Hey, we're back. We're back now with Joe Lawyer. And as you know, his son-in-law is in jail now, in prison. And, Joe, is he expecting to get any kind of action on the appeal within a reasonable amount of time?
Yes, we have quite a few things on that appeal that our attorneys seem to think we have a real good chance on the appeal. Of course, we pray day and night. We pray real hard that it will happen.
Okay.
And that it won't take 11 years, because so many times the appeals don't come through until after they have served their sentence.
That's my fear, yeah. All right, with us on the line is, still with us, is Ernie.
Yes.
From Virginia. Ernie, you wanted to make another point.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, it's one point and a question. The point that I wanted to make in reading George Putnam's article, this was Friday on Newsmax.com, and reading the story about what happened to Gary Brugman, He actually spent several years in jail, and they brought some guy that was a smuggler too, and had him testify against him. And during some break, Brugman asked Sutton's man or the attorney that was prosecuting him, why were they doing this to him? And the only answer he got was, and I won't forget this, they had a budget of $50 million, and they were going to make certain that he went to prison. And it was this brutal attack on the guy, and he was charged with violating civil rights, violating civil rights of a drug smuggler. I just don't get it. How does an illegal alien drug smuggler have protection, civil rights protection in this country?
And then they put him in prison for a couple of years in the general population, and they had prisoners wearing newspapers and magazines taped to his body as hopeful protection. Can you believe it?
It was unbelievable. But
that's mind-boggling.
But then when he gets out and he's totally destroyed, he loses his home, his life is ruined by this episode, and he still... I mean, instead of just falling apart, he takes a stand on behalf of Border Security agents Ramos and Campion and Mike
Hernandez, too.
Yes, and Hernandez. Mm-hmm. And he wants to see justice. And I commend these Border Security agents to stand up and work together and support one another. Don't cave in. But my question to Mr. Loya is, you talked about Mr. Ramos, your son-in-law. He was able to keep his home, but what about Mr. Campion? What is his financial status, and does he still have his home?
Okay, when these guys were arrested, they were they were suspended without pay, and since Campion's wife Patty wasn't working, they lost their home immediately. She later got a $7 an hour a job as a cashier, but it was just too late. Even that wouldn't have paid the mortgage. They've been pretty much the same, in the same boat that our family has been. We're hanging on to our Ignacio's house only because my wife's Social Security check and her four hour a day part-time job is going to the family to my daughter and the kids. And that's the only reason. And the reason we're working so hard to keep the home was because that was Ignacio's last wish when he left. When they took him, he said that he had, worked that border, that river, that Rio Grande out there, risked his life for 10 years to buy this home for the family, and that he wanted my daughter Monica to do everything possible that the home was still there when he comes back from prison. And as far as Campion, they had to move in with relatives. We are already preparing for that in case we do have to sell the house or we get a foreclosure on the mortgage. But we're going to do everything possible to grant him his wish that we keep that house for him for when he comes back. I did talk to Gary Brugman. We had breakfast together a week ago Sunday. He was in El Paso for a big rally that was held in El Paso. We had 330 motorcycles at that rally, and he was one of them. He made the trip from San Antonio to El Paso, and I want the people to know that he did 2 years in prison. The last year he did at Yazoo, where my son-in-law Ignacio is now, and he was convicted with the same law that everybody in the government is having, just having a ball with, and that's a violation of civil rights. Everybody's got civil rights except law enforcement, seems like, you know, as far as Johnny Sutton is concerned. But Gary did was he was surrounded by illegal aliens, and as a border patrolman, he had to do everything he could to apprehend. And what Gary did, he had this one illegal alien on the ground, and he held him down with his foot on his chest because he was surrounded by other illegals, and this is the only way he could hold him down and protect himself from the others. And for this, he was charged with violating the illegal aliens' civil rights, and he did 2 years in prison and lost everything.
Just incredible. Well, thank you
All right, Ernie. Thank you for your support and your great help on the program and spreading the word.
And I will continue to do that, sir.
Amen. I know you will. Bless you. Thank you very much. We have a break coming up now, and then we have others on the line. We'll take David next and Anne-Marie. You stay tuned. You'll be next to speak directly with Joe Loya right here on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now, and we are going to take more calls for Joe while we have time, and we certainly see time whittling away here. Let's go to David in Texas next. You're on, David, with Joe Loya.
How you doing? You there?
All right. Well, I don't know how I'm doing at this point. After hearing this story, I'm enraged.
Me too. You're not the only one. I'm sure just about everyone listening to this program feels exactly the same way. First, I'd like to thank Agent Ramos for his service to this country and the members of his family for sticking with him and those supporters of him and the other men involved in this case that are supporting him. And I also go on to say that someone needs to prosecute Johnny Sutton for a violation of the civil rights of the Texas Three. I'd further go on to say that the attorneys that were removed recently by Attorney General mm-hmm. primarily seem to be agents that should have been kept on the job, and the people that are replacing yeah. them are people that shouldn't be replacing them because right. they're corrupt. And my guess is these are people standing in the way of a process of diminution of U.S. sovereignty, and they're getting them out of the way to put patsies in there who will go along with it. And one of the big problems of this whole case extending from on this is that there's a process going underway of trying to demonize U.S. sovereignty and let basically a Mexican and an internationalist takeover of U.S. sovereignty occur. And I want to make something clear. I'm a patriotic American. I'm in no way in favor of racism. There are millions of patriotic Americans of Hispanic heritage who are good, loyal, decent citizens who love this country and no more want this country's sovereignty to be lost than any other Anglo or other non-Hispanic Americans do, and they need to be championed, such as Agents Ramos and Compion and others. So I That's want that right. made clear.
Amen.
But for those who are for trying to basically illegal foreign nationals who are not loyal to the U.S. and supporters of movements such as Mechia and La Raza and elements within the Mexican political faction known as the PRD, among others, they're corrupt, and they're trying to take our country away from us. And we can't allow that. We cannot allow the diminution of the sovereignty of the U.S. as an independent nation. We cannot allow world government to come about and take away the sovereignty of nations. Nations are created to represent the best interests of the majority of the populations that they historically were created to represent. You go to Estonia, it's there to represent Estonians. You go to Albania, it's there to represent Albanians. You go to Turkey, it's there to represent Turkans. But you go to the U.S., it's here to represent Americans. Now, we're a multi-ethnic more country than a lot of other nations, but we do have a certain historic character. We do have English, whether it's officially declared or not, and I think it ought to be, is the national language, and we have other laws and customs that all Americans should be loyal to, and those should not ever be lost by some foreign power or foreign elites that would create a world government taking
Dave,
it away from
Dave,
us.
Dave, thank you. You've given us a good address, but let's give Joe a chance to respond, okay?
All right.
All right, Joe.
Okay, well, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Well, he's really made a statement, but, you know, his statement basically is in line with everything you've said, and he's in full agreement, I would assume. And if you have a specific question, Dave, you can ask him the question now because we're going to move along, all right?
Yeah, I agree with his statement, but if he had any questions, I'd like to address it.
Yeah, do you have a specific point you want to make for him, for Joe?
Yes, I do. About
Go ahead.
The legal basis of of what you have in your case, I believe you have grounds for impeachment proceedings against Johnny Sutton to be brought by the members of Congress that you're in touch with, and I think you should be in touch with those members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
He has violated U.S. law. He has been involved in jury and witness tampering and bearing false testimony before both the grand jury and the jury of the trial itself, and that is grounds for impeachment among probably other additional charges you have.
Absolutely.
Bring these documents together, and that will force an earlier than would otherwise be the case retrial of these men in which they can have their convictions overturned on appeal.
That's right. That's a technical appeal.
He should be indicted. No doubt about it. He should be indicted, at least terminated. That's for sure. But, you know, he is a George Bush appointee, and I guess we'll have to wait until a new president comes in before.
No, I don't think we'll have to wait. I mean, like he said, you get the Congress, and you've got a petition there in Congress now, and it should be pursued. Every legal means at your disposal should be exploited right now to get this guy removed and to get him, I believe, prosecuted. I believe he's definitely committed some very serious legal crimes here, and not the least of which is obstruction of justice.
And he has done it for so long, and he continues to do it. Right.
Well, let's do that. Let's work on this. We'll all work together for this. All of us, all of the people who do talk radio, and all of us on television, Lou Dobbs and company, can get the word out, and let's seek the removal of this man. And we've got to really go right to Homeland Security, Chertoff, and we have to go right to Gonzalez. That's where the problem is, George Bush's administration from the top down.
Right, absolutely.
All right, David. Thank you for your call, Dave, from Texas. Very well-read, knowledgeable individual. Let's see now. We have Anna Maria from Pennsylvania next. Hello, Anna Maria. You're on the program with our guest, Joe.
Okay. I was wondering, could Mr. Arroyo give an address so that we can send him some money?
Sure.
Yes. We have a P.O. box for Ignacio Ramos and Monica Ramos, my daughter.
Yeah, but can can people send him money at the prison?
Not at the prison, no, ma'am. At the prison, they have a lot of restrictions. He can only receive mail, no money, not even from us, the family.
No, what I mean is an address so I can, me or anybody,
sure,
send the family money so that...
Well, that's what he's trying to give you.
Okay.
The P.O. box. Take it down, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, did you have another question?
No.
Okay.
All right, then hang up and listen to the answer. All right?
Okay.
So that way everybody can jot it down at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Give us the address now, Joe.
The P.O. Box for Ignacio and Monica Ramos is, that's P.O. Box 972925. That's P.O. Box 972925, El Paso, Texas, 79997. That's 79997. The family, our family is down over $250,000 already in this case, $115,000 in legal fees, and we still have a lot of fighting to do. And these agents, the families went 22 months without a paycheck before they were taken January the 17th to prison. So both families are really hurting. As far as agent Jose Compion, they've got a fundraiser going, and you'll find it on the Lou Dobbs website, and you can contribute to
sure.
the Border Patrol Agents Legal Defense and Relief Fund. That's Border Patrol Agents Legal Defense and Relief Fund, P.O. Box 47208, Tampa, Florida, 33647. And I have gotten some contributions, some donations for the Compion family.
If you wish to give your own number in the website again, you can give your number on the air if you don't mind the phone calls.
Oh, my phone number is
915-779-8666. I don't like the 666 part, though.
I know.
But, you know, that may turn around and be the opposite.
But it's been my office number for 20 years.
Right, I understand. All right, okay. And the website, again, you can go right to it.
AgentRamos.com.
Pretty simple.
That's our website. And I certainly would love for people that have access to a computer to visit the WorldNet Daily.
Mm-hmm.
WorldNetDaily.com.
Yep.
And read all the stories by Jeremy Corsi.
Yep.
All the articles by Jeremy Corsi. And then we have another one that's working real real hard with us, and that's the American Freedom Riders Motorcycle
mm-hmm.
Club.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find them on the AmericanFreedomRiders.com.
Yep. Yes. All right. Let's go back to the phones. 800-313-9443. And here is a great supporter right here and a very knowledgeable individual, and she is Leslie of Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Thank you, Rick, for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
And, sir, thank you for your courageous efforts, because what you have been doing is exposing the Bush border policy. And what Dr. Jerome Corsi has done and what has not been being discussed are these potential conflicts of interest and the lack of disclosures. So what the media is not reporting, and Dr. Corsi reported that in January 2004, in his article, Bush Border Policy Linked to Carlisle Deal, that was May 23rd, 2006, on WorldNetDaily.com. And what this new team did was begin to invest in Mexico, and they only consisted of Luis Telez, who was then the executive vice president of DISC, one of Mexico's largest companies. Then you would have Joaquin Avila, who was then the managing director of Lehman Brothers, and Mark McLarty, the president of Kissinger McLarty Associates, and the chief of staff to and special envoy to the Americas for President Bill Clinton. So from 87 to 93, you have all these important positions within the Mexican government, including the head of the Ministry of Treasury, putting these corporations together. Now, this was reported in The Guardian, according to Dr. Corsi in 2001, that Bush 41 and Bush 43. They are connected to the so-called secretive Carlyle Group equity fund and various ways resulting in the substantial compensation to the Bush family from the Carlyle Group investments. Mm-hmm. Now, here you have conflicts, potential conflicts of interest involving billions and billions of dollars. And here, your case, which I applaud, has taken it from the Border Patrol agent right directly to the heart of the President of the United States and to the Secretary of Treasury, Mr. Paulson, with Goldman Sachs, whose company also has billions and billions of dollars of interest as well, and you go right down the list. So I applaud you because I think the action is the financial interest and the conflicts of interest, because the Lohman Act makes it clear. It states, the Logan Act states explicitly that it is against the law for federal officials to attend secretive meetings with private citizens to develop public policies. This is federal law, sir, and it needs to be raised. But the point being, it is yet to be mentioned on the news media and Lou Dobbs. With these conflicts, potential conflicts of interest, it goes right to the stake of the president to his secretary of treasurer on down. And that is where the action is, sir. And I can't thank you enough for protecting this country from the drug runners, your families, and doing your job, and your family doing your job. We can't thank you enough, and we will support you and do everything we can in your endeavor, because this is not a erroneous situation. This affects every citizen of the United States. We must send a message to these international corporations. No, you do not run this country yet.
Amen. How do you feel about that, Joe?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. You know, this is what I've been saying. We're up there in Iraq, invading Iraq, and spending $300 billion, and we've lost over 3,100 soldiers and Marines in Iraq, and we're being invaded by Mexico and doing nothing about it.
And as you know, sir, that is in direct conflict with the Constitution of the United States. In Article 4, Section 4, that the president has the authority to protect each and every state from invasion. That itself is grounds from impeachment alone, in my view. But with all this overwhelming evidence coming to light, I think it's long overdue for congressional hearings, and we need to be talking about the money. And yes, Ramos was a victim of this.
And this whole bill, this amnesty bill, must be totally and completely held up and put in George Bush's face until he takes action exonerating these men. Wouldn't that be nice if they had enough courage in the House, at least, to do that and stop it in its tracks? Tell George Bush, you're not getting any amnesty until you give amnesty and pardon to these agents. How's that, Mr. Bush?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be
nice? It
looks
like Mr. Bush is getting a huge financial interest with his border border policy, and according to this article, linked to the Carlyle deal, and it needs to be discussed, and I mean publicly, and I'm quite aware that the major media, they've got their hands in it too with the Univision contract, being ABC, NBC, it's right there in the article, but the point being, the American people must start following the money. It's long overdue.
Amen. Good to hear you again, Leslie. I haven't heard from you in a while. Keep calling.
Thank you. And, sir, keep your endeavor up, because truth will prevail. It does every time.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
All righty. Another great call and a great supporter. And we don't have too much time left in the program, and I do want to take this time to thank you for being with us tonight. And I know you have a busy day. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you keep your head up and keep working all day and then doing these interviews at night. But more power to you, Joe. More power.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel that God is with us, and we're going to overturn this miscarriage of justice. And It's not going to be immediate, but we have several things going right now. The Congress has introduced a couple of bills, and I think the Senate also. I can't keep up with everything because I'm trying to do so.
Sure. Did we lose him? Joe, did we lose you? I think we might have. Is he still on the line? Okay, well, we lost him. He may have accidentally cut his phone. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're getting some good music here anyway. Joe, what happened? We lost you for a second there.
No, I could hear you talking.
Okay,
I thought maybe you were interdicted
by George Bush.
Maybe they're tapping my phone now.
Well, I know they're listening, that's for sure. They're not happy, but you know what? As you said, truth is going to win. We have won the fight in Jesus Christ, and you are a family of prayer. You're a religious family, and you keep your heads up, because that's where the victory is. And
absolutely,
we're going to continue to monitor this and have you on the program. All right, then?
You call me anytime.
Joe, I'll let you go because I know you have to go, and it's been my pleasure taking the calls for you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Bless you. All right.
God bless you. Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Bye-bye now, and bless Mr. Ramos as well. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I'm telling you, it literally takes the energy right out of you to listen to this. Not to do anything, just listen. And it drains you. And I know that many of you have called the network here and have expressed a desire to just listen to this interview because you're riveted to what he's been saying. We'll be back with a wrap-up in just 3 minutes. Stay with me, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, will continue.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you will also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights, featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Oh boy, we're back, we're back. I'm at a loss of words, ladies and gentlemen. I almost don't know where to begin. What an evening. What a pleasure it is to be able to speak with someone who is just, you know, right there in the scene. I mean, I'm one of the family members. It is unbelievable. It is incredible. And we have this report here about Senator Hillary Clinton's Indian name. Would you believe it? Hillary Clinton was invited to address a major gathering of the American Indian Nation last year in Upper New York State. She spoke for almost an hour on her future plans for increasing every Native American's present standard of living should she one day become the first female president. She referred to her career as a New York senator, how she had signed yes for every Indian issue that came to her desk for approval. Although the senator was vague on the details of her plan, she seemed most enthusiastic about her future ideas for helping her red sisters and brothers. At the conclusion of her speech, the tribes presented the senator with a plaque inscribed with her new Indian name, Walking Eagle. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Walking Eagle for president. Isn't that touching? Don't you think that just is the best thing you've heard all day? Walking Eagle, Incredible. Not Bald Eagle, but Walking Eagle. Isn't that amazing, huh? Unbelievable. And we have a column by Pepe Escobar, who has written concerning, in the Asia Times, I might add, online, about U.S.'s Iraq oil grab is a done deal. By 2010, we will need a further 50 million barrels a day. The Middle East, with two-thirds of the oil and the lowest cost, is still where the price lies. That, quote-unquote, from U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, then Halliburton Chief Executive Officer in the London Summit, autumn 1999. On Monday, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's cabinet in Baghdad approved the draft of the new Iraqi oil law. Government regards it as a major national project. The key point of the law is that Iraq's immense oil wealth, 115 billion barrels of proven reserves, third in the world after Saudi Arabia and Iran, will be under the iron rule of a fuzzy federal oil and gas council boasting a, shall we say, panel of oil experts from inside and outside Iraq. Now, you know who these experts are. You know who that oil is now under the authority of, don't you? Sure you do. The same gang of criminals that is running this nation into the ground and putting Mr. Ramos and Compeon and Hernandez and Brugman in prison. You know, this law was drafted, by the way, by none other than Big Oil, International Monetary Fund, Paul Wolfowitz's baby. How do you like that, huh? Tomorrow night, we'll talk about oil again. We'll talk about what he just learned in Canada. Lindsay Williams, our guest, tomorrow night at 9 Central. Don't miss it. Stay tuned for more exciting programs later in the week. Rick Adams, thanking you all, praying for the Ramos family, and we'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Keep the faith. Good night, Rick Adams. See you then. Okay.
You got hit.